This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to charges he ripped off donors in an online fundraising scheme to build a southern border wall. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Prosecutors say Bannon and three associates ripped off donors who contributed more than $25 million to build part of the wall. The criminal charges say much of the money never made it to the wall, instead enriching the men, including Bannon, who was pulled from a luxury yacht off the Connecticut coast. He's the latest in a long line of Trump associates who've been prosecuted, though the president was quick to distance himself from his former aide and the scheme.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating.
The president did tell reporters he feels very badly about the situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge on Thursday cleared the way for Manhattan's top prosecutor to get President Donald Trump's tax returns, rejecting a last-ditch attempt by Trump's lawyers to block a subpoena issued to his accounting firm. The president's lawyers immediately appealed U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero's decision to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Marrero's ruling echoed his prior decision in the case that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court last month. At the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the decision, saying it is an ongoing part of a witch hunt.
Well, the Supreme Court said if it's a fishing expedition, you don't have to do it. And this is a fishing expedition. But more importantly, this is a continuation of the witch hunt, the greatest witch hunt in history.
The Supreme Court had returned the case to Marrero to give Trump's lawyers a chance to raise other concerns about the subpoena issued by Manhattan District Attorney